Hey now, hey now, hey now. Welcome in, y'all. And guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time, and I am your one, your only, Ms. McKinney. And I know you guys have to be extremely glad about that. What's this? This is gonna be a porch meeting, y'all. So before we get into the particulars, it's actually a teaching meeting, right? As most meetings should be. Before we get deep off into it, let's go ahead and do some updates. The first thing we're going to do is continue to get excited about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've got four fabulous ladies that have come to the porch and told us all about their breast cancer fight. Now, these ladies are tough. Tough as nails. And when you're talking to them, when you're listening to the episode, you are going to hear that fight. And then what was so inspiring to me is you take that fight and apply it to whatever you're going through in your life, right? Because when we think of cancer, we think of it as the big C, you know, the big problem in our lives. But one of the ladies reminded me that the cancer is not a big C, it is a little C. So you take that and apply that to life. What problem do you have that you think is the big C? Turn it into a little C and let's keep it moving. Let's be inspired. Let's be encouraged. Let's remember not only who we are, but who we belong to and make it through. So I thank each and every one of these ladies for joining me on the porch. Right now we have one in circulation. That's Miss Stacy. Excuse me. Our next up is going to be Miss Sandra, and y'all, she was a hoot. So I want you guys to continue to follow us on the porch. They're going to come out every Sunday of the month of October, except for the third month. There'll be a little bit of break there. We'll have the first two and then a break and then the second two. So that is going to be exciting. You'll want to stay tuned for that. T-shirts. We've gotten a couple of shirts out. Thank you very much for your orders. If you ordered one, remember that we're only doing those twice a month. So depending upon where we're at in the ordering cycle, there may be a little bit of a delay there, but please expect them to arrive at your retrospective addresses soon. Thank you very much for your order. Next, we're going to have porchism. So what's that going to be? It's going to be a shirt. That's going to more than likely give us a porchism or a saying that you've heard Miss McKinney say on the porch many, many times. I think our first one is probably going to be, it's sad. It's kind of sad. Because anyone that knows me knows that I say that quite often. So, look forward to those coming out very soon. It's a beautiful night on the porch. I'm excited to be here. Many great things are going on. Oh, we haven't forgot about Wednesday, y'all. We are reformatting to be able to bring you some better content on Wednesdays. But I'll be honest with you, I've been kind of enjoying my Wednesdays to myself. So look for us to get amped up and running back with that soon. So what's the meeting about? Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. So I was sitting out on my porch this afternoon, as I quite frequently do. Once I clock out, I like to come out on the porch and decompress, let go of my day. But it's also a good time for me to spend with Rufus and the gang. So today, I'm watching Rufus, and he is meticulously picking his nuts, his valuables, and he's burying them all over the yard like we've talked about in the past. And he's enjoying his day. He's putting some thought process into it, but above all, he's just getting some things done. Love to see my Rufus in action. So again, he's going about his day and I'm watching him. I think I've spoken to him maybe once or twice and he's probably already recognized me at this point. And from across the street comes a rabbit, right? It's a pretty rabbit, about the same color as Rufus. His tail looks like it's, you know, maybe been through some things or whatnot, but he's fat and he's waddly and he's coming across the street and he comes right over here and him and Rufus start to chatter. Now, at this point in time, I've just come out to the porch, so I really haven't had time to tap into my Miss McKinney instincts that tells me what they're saying, but I'm seeing the rabbit, point to different parts of the yard, and I see Rufus look, and I'm assuming that he's telling him, where would be some ample spots to plant, maybe redirecting Rufus's thoughts. And I see Rufus take a moment to pause, and he looks around, and then I see him go to the part of the yard where the rabbit, who doesn't have a name yet because I've not seen him very many times, where the rabbit told him to go and now plant his valuables. But he's doing it. He's listened to another individual who may have supplied some information that can help him along the way, and he's gonna see what it do, right? So then, almost about 2 minutes later, a crow comes along and he swoops down in awe, his wonder, and drops down into the part of the yard where Rufus is now planting his valuables, because this is where the rabbit has told him to go. And he comes down, and I've not tapped into everything yet, but he also is looking at different parts of the yard. And then I see the rabbit try to get over to that part of the yard as quick as he can because he's fat and he's not making it very quick. But he gets over there, and I see them all having a conversation and looking at different parts of the yard to see what part is, discussing where Rufus should be burying his valuables, his nuts. Now, remember, we talked about valuables are your time, your money, your energy, but they're yours and they're your valuables. And then your yard is every area of your yard, every area of your life where these things can be valued if planted correctly. So they're looking all over the yard, and at this point in time, it looks like it's becoming a bicker between the crow and the rabbit. And the crow doesn't have a name yet either, because I've not seen him before. And after today, I don't think I'll see either one of them again. So they're bickering back and forth, and then instantly I see Rufus raise up on his hind legs and he begins to chatter. Now, at this point in time, I think I'm tapping into my instincts and what's around me. And Rufus is telling them, you know what? How dare y'all come into my yard and tell me where to bury my valuables and my time. Now, at first, I was very proud of Rufus because, regardless of what they look like, what they came from, what their lifestyle is like, he was still listening. He was still entertaining. He was still thinking that these individuals, these rodents, these animals had come into his life, his yard, to make things better. But sometimes, y'all, people can come looking like little, humble, sweet little rabbits, right? And then sometimes they can just swoop in real fast like a crow. But not everybody that's in your yard should be in your yard. And sometimes, y'all, they'll show up in your yard to sow seeds, not the seeds that we plant into the ground that are going to be valuable, that have inadvertent seeds that may actually come up because we planted them, our time, our valuable, our energy in the right parts of the yard. Sometimes people just come to throw seeds on top of your fields of peace, your life, right? The time that you spent cultivating the whole yard. Up until this point, you've done just fine. Yeah, sure, you've buried some valuables in the wrong spaces, but you've been maintaining it. But here comes somebody else to sow cords of dis to excuse me, let me get it out right. To sow seeds of discord in your fields of peace. So when he rose up on his back legs, y'all, I could hear him. I understood what he was saying. How dare y'all? How dare y'all come into my yard and sow these seeds of discord? One of you moves too fast always. It's always about the speed and hurrying up and getting things done, right? not necessarily taking the time to figure out the best avenue. And then the crow, you just swoop in, and half of the time, your valuables come from the death of another. You're waiting on the demise of another individual to help you feed and get along the way. So I'm not going to listen to either one of you. I thank you very much for your time, for your visit. I thank you very much for thinking enough to say something to me about my situation, but you can keep your seeds of discord, because I'm going to continue to plant my valuables, my time, my energy, my money, my love, my everything where I want to plant it, in my fields of peace. And there's nothing either one of you are going to be able to do about it. Again, I thank you for your time, and you can have the rest of your day. Y'all, the crow, he had an attitude. He tried to take off real fast and hit the tree, and he stumbled a little bit and then went on about his business. And for the first time, I think the rabbit was moving. Well, I did say he was fat, but he wasn't moving very fast when he put his head down and went on across the street. Don't be the rabbit, okay? Don't be the crow, right? Don't be the one to swoop in, to waddle over to somebody's fields of peace and plant seeds of discord. If you can't encourage somebody, then keep it moving. And that's the lesson that I learned today. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope that Rufus has provided you guys with some guidance, just as he did me. We are not holding any grudges. We are not allowing people to come in and sow seeds of discord in our fields of peace. We are going to nurture and grow, keep planting, keep looking, keep believing, keep having faith that when the rain comes, everything is going to be perfect. And we, y'all, me, you, Rufus, all us, we're going to be just fine. So that's the end of my porch time meeting. It was important for me to get that out. I needed a way to get it out. I really did need a way to get that out. So what time is it, y'all? It's time for you to be you, which is absolutely beautiful. Don't let nary another individual tell you anything any different. And if they do, what you do, get them out of your circle. Be strong and be blessed. Take care, y'all.